Craig.
Yes, that's right. They're bringing in a new expenses system, and that's going to be brought in, I think, from the 1st of March on it. Of the 6 TDs in Kerry, and over the last 7... Of the 6 TDs in Kerry, and over the last 7 years in a row, and of the 6 TDs in Kerry, I was the lowest of the TDs for the last... You can do that. Yeah, you can do that if you like. You can vote for the other ones, and there'll be higher expenses, and they'll cost you more, and there'll have to be more cutbacks in the public service. That's it. That's the reality now, lads. I'm nearly half the expenses of any of the other TDs. You can look at my record. They're bringing in a new system. I told you that now in March. Yeah. They're bringing in a new system. That's what it is.
Are you telling the 3,000 public servants in Tralee plus the next general election, with the cuts they have mortgages to pay, they have childcare, they have all other costs.
We know that.
Are you making a statement here today to say you don't want the 3,000 public servants and their families not to vote for you in the next general election? Because you're saying here today that you're not supporting us.
What I'm saying is the budget is over.
It's not over for us.
Can I ask you if you're going to support any further cuts to public sector pay?
Yeah. Brian Linehan has made a decision. He's the Minister for Finance, and the Cabinet approved it.
Are you going to stand by Kerry?
Obviously, all the TDs.
Answer the question.
Yes. We've already voted on it. We voted on the budget, and we voted on the finance bill. It's already voted on.
Support any further cuts to public safety.
Obviously, that will be discussed as a party.
In the future, are you going to support further public sector cuts?
Look, we don't know what's going to happen next year or not. I'm not going to answer any hypothetical questions. Because we don't know what's going to happen next year. So I'm not going to get into the line of answering hypothetical questions, because we don't know what situation we're going to be in next year. And we're going to have to see what our Minister for Finance says to us next year, or what situation that we're in.
Resign the whip and support the workers.
We're not in a secure job. Our job is up for grabs every 5 years. We're not like the public servants that are in Parliament jobs and that are in Parliament pension jobs. We're actually in a very insecure job, and we have to go. We're in a very insecure and a lot more insecure job than the public servants. And that's the reality. Why didn't George Lee stay? Why didn't he stay? He knew he was up for re-election as well. He knew he was up for re-election. There's no re-election when he's in RT. No, he isn't. That's it now.
George, they're telling you about the mess that was going on, and he didn't listen. Nobody listens.
But the bottom line is, you're all right yourself. Yeah. Not worried about anything else.
That's not true at all. You can put words in my mouth now if you want.
We've listened to you now. They're your own words, because we've listened to you.
I said the budget is over. We voted on the budget. We voted on the finance bill.
Yeah. You're okay.
I'm only wondering how's that you aren't in other TDs constituency.
It was a
target.
We will
be. We
have 40 or 3 people.
Yes, I know. Yes, that's right.
Are you prepared to accept the lie? 3,000 public servants in Tralee Town will not vote for you in the next general election because you didn't support us. We're looking for your support now in the parliamentary party and in the Dáil to support us. You didn't even tell us you went to the minister to support low paid civil servants. You did absolutely nothing. Are you prepared to accept that 3,000 people will not vote for you?
No, that's not.
And you'll lose your seat.
That is not actually true, because look, I've got lots of representations from an awful lot of people at home, in my office in Dublin, in my clinic here. I met people on the street, and which I did actually pass that on to the Minister for Finance, Brian Lennon, and I did pass that on to his office as well. So that's not very fair enough to say that I didn't bring up their concerns about it. But obviously then, the Minister and the Cabinet have to look at it, and they have to make a decision, and they have to come down on it one way or the other, and that's what happened. So So it would be very unfair to...
If the minister's ignoring you, Tommy, we should ignore you as well, like.
Yes.
You know, if the minister's ignoring you, like.
Yes. The ministers, I suppose, they're in charge of their brief, you know. We're TDs, they give us so much say, as you know, but I suppose they're the ones really that have the final say. And that's it. They're the government. The ministers are the government.
You're a government TD.
Yeah, but the 15 ministers are the government.
Resign.
You've got to vote for it.
I won't resign like George Lee did at all.
What has George Lee got to do with it?